The Samaritan went near the man. He observed his condition, and then he took pity on him, and he did not ask him about his religious affiliation. He did not say, "Are you a member of the Church of Christ? Help me, somebody." He did not say, "Are you a Democrat or a Republican?" He asked him nothing about his political affiliation. When the Samaritan saw that man wounded on the Jericho road, he did not see a political affiliation or a religious affiliation. He saw a human being that had been created in the divine image of God. He saw somebody that God loved so much that he was willing to send his son to die on Mount Calvary. And so when we see people hurting around us, we do not question them about what church you're with, or what political affiliation you have. All we need to know is that they are loved of God. And as we, the children of God, we love them and we're willing to draw close to them and to be near them. Sometimes we become afraid of getting too close to folk that have problems because sometimes we fear that what they got may rub off on us. Some people have spiritual transmittable diseases. And sometimes we don't want to get too close. We're afraid we might catch something. But when you have been inoculated with the Holy Ghost, what you got in you is greater than anything that exists in this world. That's why the good book says, "He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world." We got the Holy Spirit abiding in us. And because we got the proper insulation, we don't have to be caught up in a state of isolation. We can go in the midst of difficult situations, not because of who we are, but because of the one who lives in us. And believing that God will minister to those who are in need, that he will minister to them through us.